Start of quarter two, Northwood scored two touchdowns 37 seconds apart on a one-yard run by Owen Rader and a 28-yard interception return by Keith Miller to put the Panthers in the lead 14-7 after the Tigers had scored on a four-yard run by Reed Zollinger. Warsaw from the Panther 38, first down and 10 now heading south here at Fisher Field. And they hand off Zollinger up the middle. He goes flying through the hole again. He's got another Tiger first down, I think. Yeah, all the way to the 27-yard line. That's 11 more yards for the red-headed fullback for the Warsaw Tigers.
I like the way Mike is mixing it up. He's gone to the left a whole lot the first quarter, and there he went to the right, and it was open.
That's the first play of quarter two. Tigers on the march trying to tie the game down by seven. One wide out. That is Grady Nolan on the near side. Tight formation otherwise. And option play. Zollinger up the middle. Leaps over the pile and gets across the 25 and down to the 23-yard line. Four more yards for Zollinger, who had 571 yards through the first four games of the season. And the dude is already over 100 yards in this game with 13 carries. And over 100 yards. Second down and six. And up the middle, Zollinger again. And this time there's nowhere to go. Ashton Hahn made the stop for Northwood at the Panther 22-yard line. It's a gain of a yard, and it sets up third down and about five. And they're bringing in Isaac Beam on offense here for Warsaw. Warsaw has a lot of big humans out there in the field right now. Zollinger in the backfield, pole wing left, Ransbottom wing right. 10:24 left to play. Second quarter. Warsaw down 14-7 to Northwood. Quentin Brock under center. Takes the snap. Option up the middle. Zollinger, big hole. He's got the first down for the Tigers. Down to the 16-yard line. That's six more yards for Reed. And another first down for Warsaw with 10:12 left to go in the half. Down by seven.
Reed's making just outstanding decisions at cutting right at the line of scrimmage, and it's opening up, and he's doing a wonderful job at fullback.
10 minutes left in the half. Tigers down by seven, but marching. They're in the red zone for the second time in the game. Brock under center. He'll give the Zollinger up the middle. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Reed Zollinger with his second touchdown of the game, a 16-yard run, and Warsaw's with an extra point of tying it up.
Great cutback by our fullback. Great job up front. All five linemen just getting on their guys quickly, and Reed doing his thing, and he makes a cutback to the left, and it was just wide open.
Smythe now to attack on the extra point and bring the Tigers level. Hombegger to snap it back to Villema. There's the snap. It's high. The spot is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 9:46 left to play in the half. Warsaw 14, Northwood 14. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Will with Austin and Steve. It's a big crowd tonight. 9:46 left to play here in our first half. Warsaw 14, Northwood 14. If you think about it, it's been a scoring play all three times the Tigers have had the football. Two for them, one for the other team. Smythe now 2 for 2 on touchbacks. They're trying to make it 3 for 3. Now kicking from the north end to the south, but again, there is no breeze here. The field completely engulfed in shade. It is a perfect night for week five. And the run up, and Smythe will kick it. And it's high and deep and into the end zone. 3 for 3 for Smythe on touchbacks. 9:46 left to play in half. Northwood takes over in a 14-14 game.
I think the challenge right now is for Warsaw to get off the field defensively. Don't allow Northwood to get any momentum, get the ball back to our offense, which is starting to click, and we got to tackle.
got a tackle. Such a simple thing, right? But it's the most important thing.
It is the most important thing, and it's tough because your senses tell you with the kind of speed they have on the outside is to back up and keep them underneath you. But the truth of it is they get the ball to their receivers so quickly a lot of the time that's a mistake as well. So
Raider,
it's tough.
Raider has a back to his right from the 20. Slaps his hands. Oh, takes an ankle high stat. He's going to run a reverse. It's a reverse to Woods. 20, 25, gets hit. It goes down at about the 28-yard line. Well, the timing wasn't blown up too badly because they got 8 yards out of it. But, again, they've had trouble this year, Coach, with snaps. They have a lot of low snaps, and Raider has bailed them out of those situations.
Yes, and it could have been a push in the back penalty against them that time too, but the referee chose to keep his handkerchief in his pocket.
Second and two, hand off to Stats, turns up field, first down and more. 30, 35, breaks a tackle, 40, and all the way past the 42, out to the 43-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain for Keegan Stats. First down, Northwood. How many first downs for them here? Six first downs. Nope, check that, seven first downs. 9:07 to play, first half. Warsaw 14, Northwood 14. Panthers with the ball at their own 43, looking to regain the lead. Perry in the backfield, started on the left side, now moves over to the right. Now Raider's going to run up and yell something at his center. From the 43, again a low snap, play action fake, throw to the far side, caught by Tuggle. He'll turn up field, make two-man miss. He stood up at the 50, leans forward, got a first down. The ball came out, but they're going to say that the ball was down. I think that was the correct call. It's a gain of 10 yards to the Tiger 47, first down Northwood, their eighth. And again, that ball was not thrown past the line of scrimmage, but Woods got a good block downfield. And then Tuggle made the other two guys miss.
Northwood can bubble all the way down the field and cause problems.
Raider will hand off. Perry, he gets it beyond the line of scrimmage. Got away. 45, coming near sidelines. Oh, and knocked down. Wilson with a saving hit at the Tiger 41-yard line. Still a gain of six. Pull had him, but he got away.
Yeah, that's – we're on this drive alone, I've seen four missed tackles by good tackling players. And, you know, that's just a recipe for disaster against Northwood. You've got to get them on the ground when you touch them.
They move the ball up to the 40, so that's a gain of seven on that last play. Second down and three. Raider fakes the handoff, looking deep. Fires it up the far sideline into coverage, and it's incomplete. Tuggle. In a normal situation, any other receiver, that's an interception. Tristan Wilson could not have played that any better, but Tuggle went up so high, he almost caught it anyway. It's now third down and three.
You know, I'm real proud of Wilson. Last week against Concord, they overthrew the receiver, but he got beat by about 2.5 steps. And the next play, he was on top of it and intercepted. And he did a great job there of staying on top of the receiver.
Third down and three. The snap goes rolling back. Raider's going to take off to his left. 40, stood up at the 39, throw down near the 38. If he goes down where I thought he did, he'll be short of the first down by about a full yard. And they are spotting the ball right at the 38. So it is fourth down. Actually, they moved it outside the 38, so it's about fourth down and 4 feet from the Tiger 38-yard line. Raider, low snap again, fumble the football. It's rolling around loose. Tigers pick it up. Gabrich with the fumble recovery on the fourth down play, and Warsaw takes over with 6:54 left to play here in the first half.
Well, we got our turnover and the defense got off the field. You didn't want to give up that much time on the clock, but that's okay. We got their offense off the field, which gives us a chance to go ahead in the game.
Gabrich with the fumble recovery at the Tiger 41. 6:54 left to play here in the second quarter. Warsaw and Northwood tied at 14. The Tigers with a chance now to regain the lead themselves. Northwood's defense runs from the sideline onto the field. Warsaw doesn't have to wait for them. Brock, hands off. Salinger across the 45-yard line. He'll get 4 yards. Reed with a gain of 4 there. 17 carries now, 132 yards. And we're still in the middle of the second quarter. Second down and 6. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the Tiger formation as they head south here at Fisher Field. Brock, option play. Salinger up the middle, dives forward for four more yards out to the 49-yard line. Stopped on the play for Northwood by Caden Trafon. It is third down at about a yard and a half.
I noticed that they're going a lot more five-man and even six-man line if you call the corner a lineman. They want to stop that fullback.
And they are creeping into the box here on third and less than 2. Option play, Zollinger across the 50 and a first down for Warsaw. Now mark him dead at the 46-yard line. Well, one guy says 46, one guy says 47. Doesn't matter. It's first down for the Tigers. They move the chains, 5:49 left to play in the half. 14-14 is our score. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up after this 5:48 runs out. Quentin Brock to the line of scrimmage. Northwood jumped offsides. And that'll cost the Panthers 5 yards. Again, Northwood not penalized a lot in the first 2 weeks of conference play. An average of 27 yards in penalties, only 15 yards in penalties last week. That one moves the ball to the Panther 41. Isbell comes off the field. Tigers go with their bigger lineup here. First down and 5. Brock, hands off. Salinger ran into his own man. Still going across the 35-yard line. Down near the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards and another first down for Warsaw. The Tigers with 10 first downs already in this game.
I think we need to make sure of ball security, and because now we're getting real close to the range of our outstanding place kicker.
Ball in the right hash mark, wide side of the field is the left. And again, it's Salinger up the middle. This time he'll be stonewalled just beyond the line of scrimmage. They'll give him yardage to the 31. Gain of 1 on the play. Hahn on the stop for Northwood. Second down and 9 coming up with under 4:50 left to play in the first half. Warsaw and Northwood 14-14. Tigers working toward the south end zone as darkness starts to fall over northern Indiana on this beautiful Friday. Brock hands off. Salinger, big hole, 25. Oh, he got tripped up as he crossed the 25. He got to the 22, though. That'll be a first down for Warsaw. Salinger continues to move the chains for Warsaw. 4:27 left in the half. Tigers at the Northwood 21 in a 14-14 game.
I think their alignment is allowing our fullback, at least when we move to our right, is allowing him to pick the hole better.
Brock, again for the right hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left. Oh, he had nobody to hand to. Brock's going to take off, and he'll take a knee. He takes a knee back at the 23-yard line. It's a loss of 2. Everybody went to the right except for Quinton, who went left, and that is a very lonely feeling.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's just a mistake that, you know, with our offense, losing 2 yards is not the end of the world. I'm much more concerned just in general about football security.
3.5 minutes left in the half. Tigers now from the 23, second down and 12. Salinger up the middle across the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Gain of 4, third down and 9 coming up. 3:20 left to play in the half. Remember, the Tigers get the opening kickoff. Warsaw looking to the near side for the play. It's on a board. with numbers that are changeable. And everybody looks over here. Play clock is at 20. Warsaw wants to take as much time off this clock as possible. And, as Will said, ball security here. You don't want to make a mistake. From the 19, Brock keeps it, turns up field, and he'll follow his blockers forward to the 15-yard line. They will mark him down at the 14-yard line. It will be fourth down and three coming up, and the field goal unit comes on for the Tigers. Mason Smythe this season, 6 out of 8. This will be a 31-yard try from right in the middle of the field. I'll beg her to snap it back to Daylor Villema to give Warsaw the lead back with just over 2 minutes left in the half. Smythe is ready. Play clock at 8. High snap. Spot is down. Kick is away. Plenty of distance, and it's good. 2:06 left to play in the half. Warsaw back in the lead. 17-14. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers 17, Panthers 14. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is on the way. 2:06 left to play here in our second quarter. Smythe from 31 now, 7 out of 9 in field goals this season. And we are not quite halfway through the regular season. If he continues to kick at that pace, he's going to break the school record for field goals in a season. Right now, we need him to kick the ball in the end zone again and keep the ball out of the hands of these really fast Northwood Panthers that are back there hoping that he makes a mistake. And Smythe will put his foot to it. It is high and deep, and Tuggle is going to be able to bring it out. 10, 15, far side, look out, 20, 25, spun around, still going, still in bounds, trying to find a way back to the middle of the field, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Well, we can't tell from here. The ball was apparently outside the goal line. The referee was right there. He was looking right down on it. And we will take his word for it.
Roger.
Not that we have any choice.
I beg to differ. The S on my chest is for Shepard, not Superman. But that ball crossed the line, and it's not where the player is. It's where the ball is.
Correct. All right, let's see if the Tigers can keep Northwood off the board here at the end of the half. Northwood with 2 turnovers. They've lost a couple of fumbles. Perry started out as a wideout, now goes back into the backfield with Owen Rader. Rader standing at his 13, takes the snap, looking left. He's going to be pressured. He's going to be hit. He's going down. Back at the 22-yard line. Rosas with the sack for the Tigers, his 5th of the season.
Really nice job of staying with it. Our defensive front finally got the pressure to him. A lot of credit to the secondary, too. No one was really open.
Second down and about 16 to go. 17 maybe. Loss of 7 on the play. Rader comes up. 1:21 left in the half. Perry back in the backfield with him. Owen takes a high snap, fakes the handoff, looking deep, steps up the pocket, fires a fastball over the middle to Tuggle, makes the catch, turns the outside, 40, 45, and he'll be dragged to the sideline and out of bounds, and flags come flying in from everywhere. It's going to be a personal foul against Warsaw. I don't know what for. I don't think it was face masking. Could have been horse collar. Could have been out of bounds. Either way, it's going to be a big pickup for Northwood.
Yeah, Eric Pohl, he comes inside, loses leverage, and with a kid that fast, you are asking for trouble if you give him a corner like that.
So it's a gain of 27. Is that right, Austin? 27 on the catch, 15 more on the penalty. And it moves the ball all the way to the Tiger 36-yard line. With 1:04 to go, and Northwood has all 3 of their timeouts. So the Tigers facing some adversity here. Rader looking left, ball in the right hash mark. Whistle sound. Warsaw wants time and takes it. 1:04 left to play here in the half. 17-14 Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, Bart Kurz wanted a detailed explanation from the official on that far side what just happened there, and he got it. And he came back to the near side in some semblance of agreement. At least he understood what was called. So it's a 27-yard gain plus the 15-yard walk-off, and Northwood's got the ball at the Tiger 36-yard line on the north side of the 50 here at Fisher Field with 1:04 left to play in the half, and the Tigers leading 17-14.
We have to recognize where Tuggle is, number three, because Raider is just almost exclusively throwing him the ball.
He really has to try to throw it to anybody else, has he? Raider fakes the handoff, drops back to throw, pressure coming, gets away, looking, runs. Now he backs up and throws the ball down the field, and it's going to be caught. Is he inbounds? He is inbounds. What a catch down the field. That is Seth Russell making the catch, going backwards out of bounds at the Tigers' 16-yard line. It's a gain of 20.
Got to keep the quarterback in the pocket. Do not let him scramble out. Keep your rush lanes.
Raider from the 16. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. 54 seconds left. Russell made it out of bounds. The clock stopped. Panthers still have all three of their timeouts. Fake handoff to nobody. Lofting it up the far side in the corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete. Intended for Tuggle. Isbell on the coverage, and it was beautiful coverage, and it's second down and 10. Isbell was right with him stride for stride and turned to see the football in time to know when it was coming. As a matter of fact, in most games, he'd have time to turn and maybe intercept that pass. Second down and 10 for the 16. Panthers looking for the lead. Raider back to throw. Blitz coming. It's a screen over the middle. It's caught by Perry. He's at the 10. Tripped up. It goes down at the 7-yard line. Short of the first down by a yard. Clock running. 38 seconds left. Now it's stopped, and Northwood will take their first timeout. Timeout, Panthers. 36 seconds left in the half. Warsaw leads by 3, but Northwood's got the ball to Tiger 7 with 3rd-and-1 when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin's here with us doing stats again and doing a fantastic job. Steve's back at the station doing an equally fantastic job. Warsaw 17, Northwood 14, 36.6 left to play here in the first half. 3rd-and-1 Panthers from the Tiger 7.
Be an interesting call for the defensive staff here on 3rd-and-1, because you definitely want them to just have to kick.
Well, I'm guessing they would go for it. I'll bet they wouldn't kick. They have a kicker who certainly can make this kind of field goal. They go split backs on 3rd-and-1. Raider takes a snap, hands off to Perry, turns upfield to the 5, dives toward the goal line, and comes up just short. Oh, no, wait a minute. The official on the far side waved his hands in the air as if it was a touchdown. I think now he's changing his mind. They're going to stop the clock with 33 seconds left to play. Perry didn't get anywhere near the touchdown. And the official knows he made a mistake. I can see it through the binoculars. He looked at the referee and he said, "I made a mistake." Nate Andrews would like an explanation, and he will get one. And when that explanation is over, it's going to be first down and goal from the 1 for the Panthers with 33 seconds left to play here in the half. An 80-yard drive for the Panthers. Clock runs. Under 30 to play in the half. Raider takes the shotgun snap, hands off to Perry, and he tries the right side. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Landon Perry with his second touchdown of the game. Don't check that. With his first touchdown of the game. And with 24 seconds left in the half, the Panthers are back in front 20-17.
Just a little G scheme. The guard steps around, tackle blocks down. Northwood's done it forever. It's an effective short yardage blocking scheme.
The Freitas now for the point after to make it a four-point lead. Good snap, spot is down, and the kick is inside the right upright and good. We're going to keep it here with 24 seconds to play in our first half. Northwood has regained the lead. It's 21-17. What a first half we have seen here this evening.
I think what I was really impressed with from Northwood and their staff is the screenplay call down about the 15-yard line. That was a really good call because we're worried about number three going deep and our linemen are rushing really hard, and that slip screen is just an outstanding play to call right then and there.
Check that, 71 yards in just under 2 minutes. 24 seconds left to play in the half. Tigers get the kickoff to start the third quarter. The Freitas will kick off, and he's 2 for 2 on touchbacks so far in the game. The Freitas, normally kickers walk off in very strategic steps. He's kind of moseys. He's standing back at the 30, gets the whistle. And now he'll run to the ball, and he'll drive it high. And Wilson will back away from it, let go to the end zone. My guess here is that Bart Curtis is just going to take a knee here, run off the field knowing he's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. 24.2 left in it. And I would also guess equally that Nate Andrews would let him do that. He's got two timeouts left, but he wouldn't be able to get the ball back unless Warsaw makes a mistake. What an exciting first half of football we have had for you here at Fisher Field. Right now, we don't like the score. But that's okay. Things in this game we've already seen can turn around very quickly. Warsaw is in a regular formation. And they're going to hand off. Solinger, there he goes, 35, 40, 45-yard line. He got 25 yards on first down. Warsaw's got two timeouts left. So are they going to use one here with 18.8 left? They do. Timeout Tigers. Well, so much for running the clock out.
Yeah, that went out with 17 rumbling, stumbling down the field.
Warsaw now with one timeout left. 18 seconds, 18.8, so almost 19 seconds left here in the half. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up. We'll have the first half scoring, which will take a little bit. A couple of minutes of local news from Jim Miller. And we'll come back and give you area scores from Steve Scott back at the station. And then Austin will have the stats for us ready to go so that we can tell you how this first half went.
The Miller kid for Northwood, when we've had our big plays at fullback, he has overran the play. And because he's backed up 7 yards from the football, he's an aggressive kid. But sometimes you can be over-aggressive and it hurts you. And that's the case on a few of our big plays.
From the 45-yard line, first down and 10 Tigers. And they're going to run a reverse. It's Ransbottom trying to get to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! 55 yards! Ransbottom all the way! And with 7.5 left in the half, the Tigers have the lead right back.
That's Coach Mike. That's Mike Curtis doing his thing. Just a great call, taking advantage of their aggressiveness. Love it. This is a big extra point, too. We need to block that edge.
Smythe to make it a three-point game with 7.5 left in the half. Snap, spot, kick is up. Kick is right down the middle. 24-21. 7 seconds left in the half. Ransbottom, who 3 weeks ago was having a hard time playing safety for the cornerback for the Warsaw Tigers, and now he's become a sports hero on offense.
He's doing a great job. There was some great blocking downfield. Our wideout got a great block. We had a lineman downfield getting a great block. It was just a great call, and execution was superb by the entire Warsaw offense there.
How's this for a drive numbers? 80 yards in 17 seconds.
Yes.
That works.
That does work, especially when it's you and your team.
Now, Smythe will try to pin the Panthers deep again.
I'm always nervous on kickoffs.
Oh, you should be. You should be. You are not wrong. They have returned one. Smythe is 3 out of 4 on touchbacks so far in the game. The Tigers really could use him to be 4 out of 5. Again, remember, Warsaw gets the kickoff to start the third quarter. Smythe walks it off very precisely. And he'll run to the ball, and he'll drive it high and deep, and this one is 5 yards into the G at the south end. Northwood takes over from the 20, and I would be stunned if they take a knee and run out the half. They got too many people on the field that could do too many things. Look for a little razzle-dazzle here, trying to get Tuggle out into the open.
I mean, even just a bubble screen to him is so dangerous.
And it's a safe pass. And as we've seen twice in the first half, he has as sure a hands as anybody. From the 20, ball in the middle of the field at the south end of Fisher Field. Tigers 24, Northwood 21. Let's see what Nate Andrews has up his sleeve. Oh, they've got Tuggle in the backfield. That's what's up his sleeve. Tuggle's going to run to the right. He's going to turn upfield. 25, 30, pushed out of bounds. Or was he out of bounds? Yes, out of bounds. How far did he get? They're going to put it down at the 35-yard line with 7/10 of a second left in the half. So a gain of 15 yards for Tuggle on the run. And Raiders back in there. It is essentially fourth down for Northwood. They've got 7/10. So they have one more play. And Northwood would like to talk about that one more play. Jake Calhoun, the defensive coordinator for Warsaw, is happy to bring his boys over and discuss what is coming here. What is he telling him? You know, Jake.
I would say no tricks. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to, you know, throw a curl and pitch. You know, our safeties have to be really smart. They got to keep their eyes out of the backfield and keep it on the receivers and keep people in front of you. And the bottom line is, if they do get the ball outside, which is, I think, what they're going to do, you have to make a tackle. You can't wish and hope and lunge and, you know, well, my buddy will get it done. No, you've got to go make the stop and end the half with a lead.
It's at the 35 right now of Northwood. Ball in the Northwood hash mark, so the far side of the field. Warsaw has the same people they would have on the field for normal defensive play. Safety's about 13 to 15 yards off the ball. Whistle sound, and Warsaw is going to take another timeout. Jake wanted to see what the Tigers looked like against what Northwood had lined up. Okay, so take me into this huddle. I know you're a defensive coach.
Yeah, I would
run defensive coach. Are they changing what they were going to do?
I mean, they could, but if I'm Nate Andrews, I do the same thing. I run trips open, and Tuggle is the open receiver on the one side, the one receiver side of the formation. And if I'm Jake, I run top. I slide the safety over top of him, corner underneath, and you just, you know, bottle them up that way. And everybody else on the field has to play defense against everybody else. That's what I would do, because Tuggle has just been a pain in the rear end, and he's going to be like that because he's really talented and really fast.
Again, the ball at the Northwood 35, 7/10 of a second left. So barring a defensive penalty, this is the last play of the half. There is no throwing this ball down the field and hoping for a field goal attempt. There isn't time for that. For Northwood, it's touchdown or bust. Tuggle coming out to the near side. Warsaw with one-on-one coverage with a safety back behind. Raider looking this way all the way. Staying to the 30, takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, got hit. He got away far enough to throw it down the field, incomplete. Gabers had him wrapped up, but couldn't bring him down. It didn't matter. An incomplete pass is the result, and the Tigers fly off the field into the halftime locker room, leading Northwood 24-21. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw.